the Trump administration is drastically reducing funding for Affordable Care Act outreach. For WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Anne Hoffman has more on how local groups are responding.
The budget for the Navigator program, which funds workers who help folks jump through all the hoops to sign up for insurance, will be cut almost in half, from $62 million to $36 million. And the Affordable Care Act's budget for commercials, billboards, and more will be slashed from $100 million to $10 million. Christina Miller works with Public Health Management Corporation. Last year, her organization received almost $400,000 to pay for navigators and outreach. This year, they don't know how much money they're getting, but they do know that it will be less. She says people who aren't tech savvy and those who have limited English proficiency will be affected the most. In Philadelphia, that includes lots of Latino and Southeast Asian immigrants.
My fear simply is that people won't enroll.
The Trump administration says less publicity is needed because the ACA has been operating since 2014. But Miller says more people will likely go without health insurance and care next year.
Potentially that means that, you know, we revert back to this system where individuals are accessing emergency department services instead of seeing primary care physicians.
She says her team is still evaluating how to move forward in light of the budget cuts. Maggie Norris-Bent, who works at Westside Family Healthcare in Delaware, says even 4 years into Obamacare, it's not well understood.
A lot of people are confused still, and I think that it's very short-sighted to assume that people know what's happening.
Norris-Bent's organization is planning more outreach events, publicizing that this year the enrollment period is shorter than usual, from November 1st to December 15th. Anne Hoffman, WHYY News.